Chrysanthemum Throne, the Imperial Palace. The Japanese imperial family is the oldest monarchy in the world. Although its origins are lost in prehistory, the traditional story is that Jimmu became the first emperor in 660 BCE. In the beginning, the emperors, some of whom were female, had religious and political roles, but since the 12th century, they have largely been symbolic. Political power has normally been held by others. Since 1947, the Constitution of Japan defines the emperor as the symbol of the state and of the unity of the people. He is forbidden from interfering in politics. Since 1869, the emperor has been resident at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo. Much of it was destroyed during World War II and rebuilt in the post-war years in traditional Japanese style, but with modern materials like steel-framed reinforced concrete. The buildings are purposefully understated, hidden behind the old castle walls in modest Japanese style. The palace grounds hold the residences of the imperial family and the offices of the Imperial Household Agency, who manage imperial affairs on a daily basis. Two areas of the palace grounds are open to the public: the East Garden, a beautiful public park, and the large outer gardens to the southeast. The inner grounds of the palace are generally not accessible, but special tours can be booked in advance online. One amazing fact about the Imperial Palace is that due to its location in one of the most expensive areas of real estate in the world, during the height of the 1980s Japanese property bubble, the land was said to be worth more than all the land in the US state of California. The Imperial Palace is a 10-minute walk from Tokyo Station, which was built exactly parallel to the palace and even has a special central entrance for the Imperial family's exclusive use.